to bear with one another. It means that we can be a burden to each other. And we're going to refuse to carry that burden. And so we avoid the person. We walk away from them. We can't bear them. We can't face them. To bear with one another means that St. Paul knows how sometimes we can be such a burden to each other. But don't walk away. Don't run away. Forgive each other as soon as a quarrel begins. Again, an advice that we take from the Lord to forgive. Why do we have to carry this baggage of what somebody has done to us? Sometimes, of course, it is difficult to forget. But why nourish ourselves? You did this. You did this to me. Why did you do that to me? And never stops. Never stops. All we remember is the bad things. Sometimes these same people have done good things, but we don't remember those. We only remember the bad things. And so forgive each other as soon as a quarrel begins. So St. Paul understands sometimes we can have quarrels. But don't let it linger on, obviously. He says, the Lord has forgiven you, now you must do the same. And then he says, over all these clothes, to keep them together and complete them, put on love, of course. Because love is what's going to make us compassionate. And love is what's going to make us kind and humble and gentle and patient. And may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts, because it is for this that you are called together as parts of one body, and always be thankful. So these wonderful words of St. Paul, ending with peace. And not only ending with peace, but saying, be thankful. Somebody was saying to me, when I have encounter certain situations when I'm really tempted and things like that, he says, I start to praise God and all of a sudden it goes away. Be thankful. Be thankful to the Lord all the time. And so again, the prayer of Pope Benedict for this month is about unity and how we are called to be a sign of unity, an instrument of unity. So Lord, as we reflect on all this, there's no doubt that we feel the need to ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for the times that we have broken the unity, maybe by talking about each other in a negative way, by refusing to forgive one another. Forgive us for our pride, our impatience. We trust that there is a way out for us, and you are the way out of anything that prevents us from being instruments of unity. And we go back to the psalm. Another image is given to us is this copious as a Hermon dew falling on the heights of Zion, where Yahweh confers his blessing and everlasting life. So the image that is given is the dew. The dew is something that almost comes from nowhere, except of course, we would say comes from the heights, from on high somehow. We get up in the morning, it was a beautiful sunny day, and even before the sunrise, if we happen to be walking in the grass, there is that dew that is there. And so he says, copious as ermine's dew. Obviously, ermine was a mountain that was higher than the others. And the mountain has a very special significance. And if you read the book by Pope Benedict, Jesus of Nazareth, especially when he speaks of the Transfiguration, the mountain is a place of encounter with God. That's where God is found, and that's where God operates. That's where the Moses had to go to get the law, and Elijah had to go on the mountain to pray for rain. And of course, Jesus spoke the Beatitudes on the mountain, and he was transfigured on the mountain, and he died on the mountain, on a mountain. The dew sort of, we could say, comes from the heart of Jesus. There was blood and water. From his sacrifice comes this dew that, falling on the heights of Zion. Zion is the city of Jerusalem, and it represents, it's a prototype of the church. And so from heaven, the church is blessed with this dew. That is the salvation that is won by Jesus on the cross, on the mountain of Calvary. And it falls on the heights of Zion. It falls on the church, where Yahweh confers his blessing. Because of the sacrifice of Christ, there's a blessing that is conferred on the church. And what is that blessing? The blessing is about, as the psalm says, is called everlasting life. Now, the word everlasting is not necessarily a very good translation of the original. When we say eternal life, the Greek word speaks of eternal life not so much as a long life that lasts forever, which it does, of course, but that is not the main emphasis of eternal life. The word eternal, I believe the word in Greek might be something like anoinos, if I remember. It means a quality of life, a different kind of life, a quality of life. When we were graduating, we had to choose a saying on our picture of the class. And it was, the quality of life depends on the quality of love. And so love is what is life. Quality of love gives a quality of life. We cannot separate the quality of life from the quality of love. And so, if the Lord is ready to confer this on us, then of course, we have to accept this gift. somebody may want to confer a crown on me, but I say, no, I don't want this crown. The Lord wants to clothe me with all the, what St. Paul talks about, these different virtues, and finally, love. Then I can run away from that. And so the reflections today are about ensuring that we receive those gifts. And Saint Teresa, the little flower, told us already some of the condition for us to receive those gifts, to receive this clothing. We could say it's the clothing of a king. It's a very noble clothes. It's clothes of nobility. There's no greater nobility than found in someone whose love has become like the love of the Father, as Jesus tells us in the Gospel. Be perfect like your Heavenly Father. He lets His sun shine on the good and the bad, and let His rain fall on the good and the bad. As we mentioned already, it's easy for us to love good people. People who appreciate us, people in whose company we feel so secure, because they think like us. And it's like, it's so nice to be with them. When there's a social function in a parish, who do you sit with? Who do we sit with? We sit with people. We look right away to find people that we know. I know that we can be very shy, but love is universal. It's like the sun. It doesn't choose. It doesn't choose who they're going to love and not love. It's shining all the time. So Lord, whatever causes us not to rain or to shine, we ask you to remove these kind of choices, that we only have one choice. Any person that we meet, we tell that person, even if it only through our eyes, I love you. You are my brother. You are my sister. I would love to embrace you, because there's no greater delight and goodness than for me to be like a brother and a sister to you. And so we will know, we will find out when we do this, that the words of the psalm are certainly describing the reality of what brotherly love is all about. A love that the Lord Jesus wants to pour into our hearts. How good and how delightful it is for all to live together like brothers.